Indeed, let's go. It is just Matt and CJ, and you're lucky to have us because for the second month in a row, we have decided not to join the Great Resignation. The Great Resignation, in case you don't know, the largest number of U.S. employees quitting en masse, as they say. I don't know if they say it that way, but all together now. In the month of September, it was the largest resignation ever of U.S. employees.
Viva la resistance!
Follow that up with October numbers that just came out, and guess what? Even bigger than September. That's right, for the second month in a row. Up, 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 those numbers, for a little over 4.4 million. I'll say it again because it sounds astounding. 4.4 million U.S. workers quit their jobs.
Yeah, work sucks.
According to the labor report just released this morning. Guess what? That number represents 3% of the entire U.S. workforce. Bailed.
Gone.
Kumbaya.
No mas.
See ya, suckers. Glitter.
Yeah, those jobs suck. Retail, restaurants.
You're nailing it. You're nailing it.
Getting constantly bitched at by asshats who think the customer's always right. No, you're not. You're wrong. You suck.
The areas that are hit the hardest. Hospitality. That's going to be fast food.
I mean, our next door to Wendy's is closed half the time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Fine. Yeah.
Restaurants, fast food, all that is included in hospitality. Hotels, which have just had lower people staying in them. Retail, manufacturing, and health services. All down. I think health services are people who've had their asses worked off
over the last 2 years.
The last 2 years. And are probably tired of dealing with people who said, I don't believe that this, I don't think this exists. I think this is a false flag, and then are in there.
I just want colloidal silver and kratom.
Quite dramatic, they say it is. Then the very first comment on this article, of course, was,
people are lazy. The government's paying them not to work.
I shouldn't be paying for these lazy asses to sit home and do nothing. You're not, sir. You're not. You cannot quit a job for no cause and collect unemployment. Chill.
Yeah.
Chill, bro. Chill. Chill, chill, chill.
And doesn't...
Chill, bro.
I thought unemployment's not completely just your tax dollars. Don't most companies pay into an unemployment fund and they have to...
Correct.
...pay for that?
Correct.
So all the dumb shites out there that are like...
Instead of just hurling an insult and calling someone dumb, we could just say that most of us don't know everything and how all that stuff works. We are naive to the truth. How about that?
But they told me, gar, 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 gar.
And not everybody who doesn't know things sounds like that. Not every person who lives in the country, as you're suggesting, is some kind of rube.
I don't know. I'll report back when I finish visiting Amarillo. My road trip through Lubbock and
Amarillo's not the country. Amarillo's a city, and the Amarillo's filled with idiots.
Yeah,
different. Dude, that's different. Screw that city.
I see that on Facebook all the time.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I've done stand-up in a lot of cities, and Amarillo...
is one of them.
No, invited me three times. All three times I said, nope. And I said, why? And I said, because you're Amarillo.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today is the greatest because it is, a National Happy Hour Day. Head on down to your favorite neighborhood pub this evening, probably 5 to 7 the usual time, unless they're doing a nice reverse happy hour, which I always love. Crack one for all of us still at work. Half price apps, dollar off domestics and wells, plus probably some dork doing trivia or karaoke. Celebrate happy hour on National Happy Hour Day. And I've got some history of happy hour facts if you would like to know where it came from.
I'm a huge fan, actually love happy hours, so would love to hear.
You're pretty good at finding good happy hours.
I used to be.
Known that over the years. Yeah, not it changes now when you have a wife and kids and work during happy hour.
I used to take my kids. I mastered it. Now that I am working through happy hour, well, that's just behind me.
Yeah, we get off right at 7 when it's done. Bummer, but that's okay. Happy hours, as we know them today, got started during the early days of the Mexican-American War. During the occupation of Veracruz Harbor, bored American sailors on the USS Arkansas were the subject of reporters looking to basically fill out any kind of story. One such in the Washington Times talked about how happy hour aboard ships makes sailors content.
Huh.
After a busy day, happy hours boosted morale with boxing matches, dancing, and drinking. Although liquor was banned from naval vessels, they probably did sneak some booze on board.
Hell yeah.
By the end of World War II, happy hours were actually a thing. The relaxing practice had spread through the U.S. naval fleets. And in about 1959, a Saturday Evening Post popularized happy hour, not just for people in the Navy, but everyone else. And it kind of started to take off. Of course, during Prohibition, there was another kind of definition of happy hour where many speakeasies would host early cocktail parties or happy hours for patrons to get boozed up before they went out for the evening for dinner and dancing at restaurants and clubs that couldn't serve alcohol.
Boo.
This is something I didn't realize. In 1984, Massachusetts became the first state to actually ban happy hour because they wanted to prevent drunk driving, avoid the nuisance to neighborhoods from crowds, public drunkenness, discourage unhealthy consumption of large amounts of alcohol in a short time. That same year, the U.S. military followed suit. And to this day, we still have happy hour bans in 11 states. Thankfully, Texas is not one of those.
Well, Texas did change a lot of laws because you used to be able to get 2-for-1 drinks.
Nickel pitchers.
All kinds of stuff. And they basically said, look, you're not allowed to entice people with these crazy liquor sales. But people used to give out, they would put out free buffets, 2-for-1 drinks, knowing, hey, if we get you a little slosh and keep the food there, you'll stick around for a while, then you'll eat some food, then you'll just spend
your whole night here. Yeah.
And that was a good way for, especially bar and grill type places.
Mm-hmm. Bowling alleys.
See you later, Bennigan's. But those kind of places, that kind of was their bread and butter, and they did away with it because the government is no good.
Stupid TABC harshing our buzz, ruining our fun.
No, it's just like they basically said, we're tired of people getting laid.
No more sex.
Don't do it.
Today is the greatest because not only is it Friday, but it's National Happy Hour Day. So get up, get out, go have a drink for us.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Let's crack open the vaults. Let our producer Spencer hobble his hunchback ass into the studio and entertain us.
Hey, you love this ass.
Hey, man, we got to let you out. You got to get some sun, dude. That is not a good pallor you got there going. Your tone is a little peaked.
I'm sick.
Why don't you rustle that microphone around a little more?
I will. I know you like it so much. Previous job we did together. Oh, God, the past. Hey, guys. Let me try to spin-tain. Hey, come on. Too soon. How's this for a fun little headline?
Okay. How is it?
I actually scrolled away from it. Tourists having sex is ruining a Spanish beach.
Oh, no.
No.
Is it a nude beach?
Unfortunately, no. It's actually a preserved beach. It's been preserved since 1982, the Dunas de Maspalomas Special Nature Reserve on the Spanish island of Gran Canaria.
Ooh.
But the past 3 or so years, people have been going out there and boinking. And leaving their condies out there, leaving a bunch of poo-poo and stuff like that.
A lot of disgusting stuff. That's not cool, tourists.
Isn't there currently a volcano exploding on Gran Canaria? Is that really their greatest concern, is little condies all over the beach?
I mean, apparently. And it looks like they've found 200...
It looks like someone else has been exploding.
Eruption. Researchers, it says here, inventoried 298 total sex spots on the beach.
Don't get any lava on my face!
And there's an area that's directly completely forbidden to go to. They found at least 56 sex spots in that one, including cigarettes, condoms, toilet paper, wipes and cans, a bunch of trash, and I'm sure, you know, plenty of baby information.
Yeah, just clean up your own trash, losers. Also, I'm now officially at that age. Actually, I reached this after my very first time of having intercourse on the beach, to where intercourse on the beach is not fun or great.
I heard.
It's miserable. Yeah. It's horrifying, especially when it's at night and you can't see where your pile of clothes is because on the Texas beach, there's just massive piles of seaweed, and everything looks like a pile of clothes.
CJ's talking about like fun wrestling around and stuff like that.
Yes.
Because there's kids in the car, so and that's what I'm explaining. Like, cool. All these things that you're talking about.
Yeah, so my ex and I were wrestling around in the ocean and couldn't find our clothing.
That's bizarre.
And oh, no, that must have been embarrassing to be running around and you had lost your clothes. How embarrassing.
It was very much so. it got to the point to where I thought we were going to have to walk back to the hotel and be like, hey, I'm sorry. I need a key card. But luckily, she stumbled upon them. Because also, you
can't
know
you pick the lock with that thing, sir?
But you know how when you're in the ocean, the currents kind of move you from...
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
So your camp spot on the beach...
You're like half a mile away.
So that kind of happened. Beach, not fun. Rookie move there. No, gross. Especially if you're not cleaning up your mess.
Yeah, at least clean up your do. Come on. Mm-hmm. Take that with you. Put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Thus ended the lesson.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's time for the parent pickup. We've got content for all you pickup line warriors out there grabbing your kids. And for those of you who ain't doing that, just sitting around listening to the radio, we got you all covered. Turns out, America, our kids are, while precious, idiots.
Oh!
Turns out they don't know what they're eating at all. Survey says
our kids are eating Tide Pods.
They surveyed a bunch of our kids, ages 4 to 7. CJ, what's a hot dog made out of?
Different pig scrot meat.
Thanks.
Leftovers.
Turns out that 40% of kids thought that hot dogs were made out of vegetables.
Why?
Yeah, they thought that hot dogs grew from like some kind of plant or something. That's would be 2 out of every 5 kids. Well, 4 out of every 10. 40% of your kids think that hot dogs come from plants.
Listen, cattails kind of look like hot dogs. So if you grew up near a swamp or a lake, maybe.
Okay.
Kind of. Okay.
Explain why 41% of kids thought that bacon came from plants.
You know? That one I don't get.
Yeah, I don't either.
Not even the same color.
Tell me something. When you hear the phrase chicken nuggets, okay, there's 2 words in there. One word is nugget. What's the other word?
Chicken.
Yeah, so why do 38% of kids think that chicken nuggets come from plants?
Are these, okay, I get it. These are all kids that have been surveyed who have parents that are very vegan, and then they go and stay the night with another parents, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is totally plant-based chicken meat.
I think that kids are so used to cartoons or whatever, they think that unless it's steak, it's not meat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anything that's processed, I feel like they think, oh. 44% of kids thought that cheese came from plants. Hey, good news. 80% of our kids correctly identified that milk came from cows.
Okay.
That means 20% of our kids, I don't know.
Comes from soybeans or almonds.
Yeah, they did. They were able to correctly identify that carrots and apples are plants. The one that got me, though, the most, 50% of kids say that French fries... Like, they want to say everything comes from plants, apparently. I don't think they realize that we eat animals. 50% of kids said, oh, French fries? Yeah, that's an animal.
How? In what?
French fries? Yeah, that's an animal, for sure.
Lovable imaginations that these little tykes have.
You keep saying little tykes.
These little dumbass tykes.
7 years old is like, that's like second grade.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, I think a French fry is an animal. That sounds about right.
Okay.
Like, what do they think that is? A crispy worm? Like, what is it? What do they? Oh, yeah, that definitely comes out of the ground. You know that every 7
Giraffe
years.
Looking.
A lot of people don't realize, but French fries, they only come out every 7 years. It's called the ex-brood French fries. They come out en masse, and then we capture them, keep them in cages, which is really hard because you got to put the bars really close together.
Yeah.
And then we fry them up, and they're delicious, really delicious. Anyway, I don't know if this means that our kids have incredible imaginations. I don't know if it means we need to do a better job with teaching our kids what we're feeding them.
I feel like you kind of nailed part of it. You see so many cartoons represented by animals, many that we eat. And maybe it's just that imagination not wanting to realize that Porky the Pig is what we're snacking on for breakfast. I mean, in a lot of America, there is a complete disconnect from where we get our food to the table.
My kids have a texture issue, so their chicken nuggets are actually plant-based. They don't like an actual chicken nugget. They like that, you know, whatever, that textured vegetable protein, whatever it is. That's what they prefer.
The gritty one? Can
I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay.
I'm really into them. They taste just like, do you remember the, like, steak fingers you would get in your public school lunch?
Yeah.
It has that real kind of filler taste about it, and I'm kind of here for it.
You're nostalgic for it. Yeah.
And I will tell you this, no parent has ever made, if you have two kids and you know that each kid is going to eat four nuggets apiece, you don't put eight nuggets into the oven.
You throw 12 in.
Yeah, because daddy's always going to have a couple, mama's always going to walk by. Look, I'm not this big because of the meals I eat. It's what my kids don't finish
that
stuff. I consume is how I got this big. Anyway, congratulations. While you pick up your kids in their car and they get in the car and they're like, I'm so glad to go home in an animal. Enjoy that drive home.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Do not ruin Thanksgiving. This is the weekend to go out and do your shopping for the big holiday if you're hosting it at your house, according to the Washington Post. As we discussed earlier in this week, Matt, we talked about supply chain issues, which led to a bit of panic buying and overall shortages on many Thanksgiving staples, stuffing, turkeys, even hams. I love to do a nice ham on Thanksgiving. But this is the weekend that you need to go out and get your stuff, according to the Washington Post. If you don't want to be stuck at home missing a key ingredient, they say to buy or order your turkey this weekend. It's the one thing you don't want to be without. Go ahead and pick your recipes. Make sure you get all your spices, all the tools and tableware you need, literally everything for Thanksgiving this weekend. That includes your shelf-stable foods, which apparently, I guess, like a lot of the boxed stuffing, the canned food items, you know, green beans and cream of mushroom for your casseroles, your onion crisps, a lot of the shelf stable, the dry items, having big trouble in the supply chain issues as well. So if you can get out and get them, your canned pumpkin mix, your cranberry sauce, whatever, do that this weekend. And again, the most important thing it says is turkeys. There's a shortage of turkeys just because of the supply chain issues. So do not ruin Thanksgiving. Go out, get your stuff now.
How important is turkey, though, really?
If you're frying it, very important. If you got your peanut oil in a big old fryer, and then hell yeah. But oven turkey, I'm not
honestly
huge on the turkey.
If you had all the sides laid out, and then your mama lifted the lid off a giant tray, and in there was some awesome extra crispy KFC. Wouldn't you kind of be okay with that?
It would feel weird, but yes. But it's also, Thanksgiving's the only time I usually eat turkey. I might get some if I stop at a barbecue joint.
Why?
But it's special,
I guess.
It's the once a year, and also the whole tradition of thawing it, prepping it, cooking it. It's always fun to
forgetting
do.
To take that bag of vittles out of the carcass.
The plastic thing in the middle.
Just melting that inside the oven.
Everyone's done that.
Those are the memories, aren't they?
Just it starts smoking and smelling like burnt.
Every year that someone, you can always tell when somebody's first at Thanksgiving because, we all forget all
that. They leave the bag in there and cook all that stuff. Oh, man. My family recently stopped doing a turkey. They started doing a brisket. My dad likes to do a brisket on Thanksgiving. So it's good. Ham, easy to do. One of my favorites because you just pretty much put it on the oven or smoke it and, you know, you don't have to watch
it
much.
Because it was COVID, we weren't hanging out with family. But my wife said, I still want to try to make it feel because we wanted some normalcy in our first COVID year. And I just found a giant turkey breast still on the bone, you know, and I smoked it in our smoker. And it turned out our family
pretty
had a nice
good.
Little Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was incredible. And the sides really hit last year.
I've always wanted to do, I think it's, there's a lot of places. Like, I've done a turducken one year, and that was really good. But there's, I think it's Popeyes or KFC. I think it's Popeyes that does like a special Cajun spice turkey that you have to order ahead of time. I've always wanted to do one of those because it just seems simple and delicious to me.
Yeah, fried turkey is nice. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie there, especially if it's done correctly.
Make sure you thaw it.
Make sure you thaw it.
Set your yard on fire.
Also, make sure you know exactly how much oil you're supposed to have in that damn thing. I mean, I do love to see the videos every single year
of somebody running over onto
running
the
over
propane
and
burner,
then catching on fire and exploding, and some guy in Crocs going, "I don't know what the hell's going on.
Pour water on it. Hurry,
pour water on the fire."
Yeah. So if you're going shopping this weekend, get your stuff for Thanksgiving, because it might not be around by next week.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It is time for your weekly sports bet. Matt and I go head-to-head over some sports questions I came up with. The loser on Tuesday has to spin. Well, we no longer have the punishment wheel. We now have punishment plinko to determine what humiliating thing the loser should do. But first, Matt, I've got breaking news. This is huge. Kind of off subject here, but hashtag free Britney. Britney's free! It's Britney, bitch! Her conservatorship is officially ended. Britney's free. Are you excited?
I don't know what that means.
That was one of the questions here, was will Britney be free or not? But she already is. So now we'll just go over the regular sports questions.
I mean, I do know what it means, and good for her.
Good for her. Go, Britney!
That'll work out nicely.
All right. First question. Christian McCaffrey, PPM, my ESPN league, over or under 15 points?
What position? Is he a running back?
He's a running back.
You're not going to tell me anything else, like who he's playing or up against or anything?
No, I don't know.
I'll go under 15 points.
Under 15 points. Taking the under again. You're 1-1 on the under with Christian McCaffrey so far.
It's been the same guy every week?
Yeah.
I haven't even paid attention to that.
Who scores more points this weekend in the NBA? Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks or Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets?
I'm going to go with, I believe he's Turk, Nikola Jokic.
I think he is Croatian.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know why. For some reason, he's sticking out.
World Cup qualifying. Who wins tonight?
Two girls.
USA, the United States of America, or Mexico?
Yeesh.
El Tri or the Star Spangled Red, White, and Blue?
Man, I got it. USA Soccer has really been the doldrums as of late, but I gotta root for the homies. So I'm gonna go. I gotta go with my people and go with Mexico.
Okay, yeah, because you're from the valley.
No. I'll go with USA. I'll feel better about it if I go with USA, even if I lose.
They actually haven't been in the doldrums. They just beat Mexico recently, so not a bad pick. Still gonna be a good one though. In hockey, we have the cold Northwest versus the sandy desert. I'm talking Vancouver or Vegas. Who wins this weekend?
I'm actually going to go Vegas on this one.
Yeah, the Golden Knights are pretty good. That's not a bad pick either.
I think Vegas is going to pop off here.
All right, this one, probably the biggest thing happening in the metro area, the Tri-County region. Tonight's big 6A playoff matchup. Who you got, Matt? The Hutto Hippos versus the Westlake Chaparrals.
I'm sorry, Hutto, because I really do want to lean in and root for you.
Then do it. Don't be a bitch.
Gotta go Westlake. It's not about you, Hutto. It's about the fact that I don't want to lose the bet, and I guess that makes it sound like it is about you, but I gotta go with the numbers and
Those 5-5, Westlake's 10-0.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there we go.
Well, I mean, I appreciate Hutto. I like the Hippos. They've got probably the best mascot in the Tri-County area.
I guarantee you no one that goes to or has kids in the Westlake area listens to this show. Whereas Hutto is probably filled with our fans, and I will support the Hippos all the way, win or lose.
I feel like I asked all of
ride or die Hippos. That's your sports bets. We'll know what happens on Monday. More Just Matt and CJ coming up.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Brand new list of the top slang terms of 2021 just dropped today.
Ooh, are they fleek?
You got me to legit laugh on that, and I almost just got snot coming out of my nose. I just didn't see that coming from you.
Okay, boomer.
No, I almost skeeted straight from my nose. No, and I will say this. You know, it's old people that put these lists together.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting ready to read the 2021 slang to you.
And your kids don't say that. And you probably don't see these on TikTok anymore.
No, you don't at all. Are you ready?
Yeah. Give it to me.
Ghosted.
That's been around a minute.
But I also feel like its moment was 2019.
Yeah.
Salty.
Also been around quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, okay. They're talking about the big winter storm that came through Austin. Because they didn't salt the roads and sidewalks enough.
I think they're talking about your mom's belly.
Oh, gross. There are kids in the car right now.
Look, first of all, that was hidden, and Spencer laughed, so that counts.
It counts.
All right, you know what? Actually, edit it out.
Okay.
Okay, I feel better about it now. On point, woke, goat, extra, low-key, catfish, which I feel is like 20 years old, savage, and thirsty.
All those are very old.
Yeah.
All those.
I feel like this list is made by the International Consortium of Moms Who Think They're Cool. Like, mm-hmm. That is the official organization. Because none of those feel right.
No. Also, there was a lot of talk of goat this year. I don't remember exactly in what context. Not sure who retired recently where that would have come up. But, all those have been around a very long time.
Well, I will say this. 86% of Americans say that they have, in the last year, used slang not knowing what it meant. Which I love. I just love that idea. And I think that just includes
parents.
Moms, maybe? Yeah. They broke it down by generations. I said the boomers love the word woke, but hate mansplain. Gen Xers love ghosted, but they hate bae. Millennials like salty, but they hate by Felicia. And Gen Zers like to say low-key, but they think it's time to say by Felicia to the term by Felicia. So that's the way that one works out. None of my regular slang is in here, even.
No, you dap it up, and after you explain something, you go, and that's what's up. That's very Matt. Audi 5000.
I'm Audi 5001. I'm Audi 5001.
I just got a skedaddle, kids.
But butt chug isn't on here. Bofa isn't on here.
Damn.
Imagine Dragons isn't on here.
None of our slang words.
We only have the same like 8 slang words that you and I use with each other over and over again.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, best of luck. It is kind of funny when you find one of these things, though, and I'm like, who? What? There's just some guy in a short sleeve dress shirt and a clip on tie who's like, oh, man, when this list gets out,
it's going to be fake.
Oh, man. It's going to be off the chain.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
A lot of big releases dropping as the holidays get nearer, as it gets colder, as you get to cuddle with your loved ones and watch television. I'm going to be updating you on what you can find on your streaming services today.
Nice.
Talking about Disney Plus making some big moves with some big releases during the holidays. And here are a few that my household is very excited about. And I know what you're thinking. CJ, you work in radio. How can you afford Disney Plus? I can't. My fiance got it. So I'm just lucky enough to come home to 90 different streaming services, whatever she's purchased or forgot to end the 30-day trial period. So, there's a few of those. Not my credit card, not my problem. All right, Disney Plus has a few big things coming out. Here are some I'm excited about. X-Men First Class.
Okay.
The first of that new generation of X-Men, I feel like was done very well. Exciting movie. Can't wait to watch that again. Haven't even thought about it in years because the X-Men Phoenix one was so bad. So bad. Tonight, actually, Friday night, Matt, I know what you're thinking. CJ, you're young. Your fiance's young. Y'all are going to get out and go party. No, we are going to watch Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which just came out on Disney Plus, an exciting Marvel movie that I even recommend for you and your family because it's kind of Marvel, but it's not too much. It's just a good action movie with some funny stuff in it.
Why don't you do me a favor?
Like yeah.
Keep my family out of your mouth.
Okay. There's an untitled Simpsons short that's supposed to come out on Disney Plus. I don't know anything about it, but I'm excited for anything Simpson, anything new. Hawkeye, episode 1 and 2. If you're a Marvel fan, you know who Hawkeye is. Probably my least favorite Avenger. He sucks. He's boring. I've never been a huge Jeremy Renner fan. But I said the same about the last duo that Marvel had come out on Disney Plus with a short show, and it was really good. So I think Hawkeye will actually surprise some people who are not a fan of Jeremy Renner's blandness, and maybe it'll be really good. Just before December, guess what comes out? An all-time Christmas classic movie. What's the best Christmas movie, you think?
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas Special.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah. Then in December, we have more episodes of Hawkeye on Disney Plus, Diary of Matt, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Then we have the new Incognito.
There you go. Make something fun of like me that. And then show that you don't know how to read. Well done.
I'm sorry, I've never spent time in Colombia. And then, of course, this is the one I'm most excited about. Star Wars, The Book of Boba Fett, Episode 1, premiering December 29th. We have to wait until then, but I think that is going to be a blast. And Matt, why else am I excited about a new Star Wars show coming out?
Because that means probably more Lego.
Yes, yes, yes! Absolutely! More Legos! God, you know me so
You're
well.
You're such an idiot. God, I do love you, though. I love being around you, but my God. You're 2 years old.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Coming up, we've got some Alt-J tickets to give away.
Absolutely.
Are you excited about that?
I'm an Alt-J fan. I'm excited about the show coming. I mean, I'm not as excited about giving them away. I'm more excited about seeing the show, but excited about it nonetheless.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why not.
Okay.
Do you have plans for this evening?
No, I'm going to sit my ass at home and relax. I might actually do that fire in the backyard since it should be a little chilly.
You did a fire last night.
I did. I cooked out last night. I didn't do a fire.
So when you cooked over there, you didn't cook over fire?
I cooked over charcoal briquettes, not a bunch of logs. It's not the same as having a campfire. It's just grilling. Two different things.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Learn,
okay.
Man.
And I want to check in with you. I have big plans for this evening. I'm taking my daughter to a concert.
Oh, where? Yeah. Where? What?
We are going to Antone's tonight, and it is a kind of a TikTok star, Chloe Moriondo, an act I know nothing about. And I'll be honest with you, I've heard a little bit of her stuff, and not interested. But I have an arrangement that I'm going to take my daughter. And
is it just you and your daughter? Just or are you like chaperoning the? Oh, okay. I was gonna say you're like chaperoning the kids and like a group, but.
No, my daughter is a big fan, wanted to go. We got tickets, then COVID happened. The show kept getting pushed back. And originally, my wife and I had agreed to go because the show was at Mohawk, and those are my buddies. And
hell
I was
yeah.
Going to hang out and have a couple of drinks, and my daughter could do whatever she wanted to. Then it got moved to Antone's. I don't get free drinks at Antone's. That's going to be a problem. And I have a feeling there's going to be I'm going to be hanging in the back with a lot of other parents. That's my feeling because I think that this is an act that's directed a little more toward a slightly
kids.
Younger. Well, yeah. It's probably like anywhere from 23 to 13, I think, would probably be her base.
Okay.
So it should be interesting. But while we're downtown, we may go a little early and go to Creek Show, which is a big, giant art installation they do along Waller Creek every single year. But this year they're doing it at the brand new Waterloo Park, which is opened. And you can get free tickets for that on the website. And I might do that. Might also take my daughter by the old Velveeta Room, my old haunting grounds.
Really?
Yeah, and figure all that
out. See some comedy. Dude, you got a night planned. I'm actually jealous now. I don't want to just go sit at home anymore.
Well, I would have you join us, but there's not going to be room for you in the Uber.
Or at a kid's show.
Well,
What's this single male doing here alone?
Here's where I would feel frightened if I wasn't going with my wife and I was just hanging out. Because it reminds me, I almost hate to bring up the story, but years ago, I thought it would be fun. It looked like a funny movie to me, and I was, I don't know, bored, and so there was a movie that came out called Bring It On. Do you remember Bring It On?
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, this looks really dumb. So maybe I'll get kind of messed up and go check out this movie. And I went not thinking about the rest of the audience, right? So I buy my ticket, I get my popcorn, and I go in to watch what I thought would be a really, you know, it's going to be maybe 80 minutes, and it's a dumb cheerleading movie, and it'll be funny. And I went in the middle of the day, figured it would just be me. Instead, there were eventually three girls ended up sitting behind me, young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept going, oh my God, who's that creepy guy?
Why is he here?
Who's that creepy guy? But I kept thinking, this isn't fair. I didn't sit behind you. I was here first. You don't get to sit next to me and then call me a creepy old guy.
Ugh.
I was only like 28, 29 anyway.
That's so, you're the only straight white male in a cheerleading movie, probably going to Pee Wee Herman a little bit, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
I knew nothing about it. I wanted to go. I had a weird day where I didn't have to be at work, and I thought, oh, I'll go see a movie. And then I was like, that'll be funny. I'll go see this. I thought it was just going to be absolutely terrible. Turns out, Bring It On, pretty damn good.
Okay. Well, you liked it. It was worth it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Matt, you're officially old.
Oh, thank you.
And I found some stuff on the internet to back it up. Unfortunately, it also probably proves that I'm kind of old.
Is it like if you remember this, then you're old kind of article?
No, man. Just straight up things you say to yourself or other people. On Reddit, this is where this started, that shows you're old. And what made me think about this was yesterday, I was very excited to go home and cook my steak dinner. We were talking about this at 6:30, and you're like, whoa. 6:30, isn't that a little too late to be having some dinner?
Oh, dude, since I started radio, literally about a week after I started radio, I started eating like an old person.
Yeah.
I might as well have just gotten an official Luby's senior card or something.
No, better yet, show up at Grandy's at 3:30.
Oh, it's ridiculous because, you know, I was getting up at 5 in the morning. And by the time 5 in the evening rolled around, I was starving.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't. And I used to eat at like, you know, 9 or 10. But I was like, no, I'm going to start eating dinner at 5 p.m.
Can't do it anymore. Well, these are some things that if you've said you are officially old, I just kind of pointed that one out at you.
What's another one? Anyone seen my colostomy bag?
Yeah, it's filling up. I said one at ACL Fest in front of our coworkers that made me feel very awkward afterwards because I was like, wow, these new shoes have really good arch support.
I remember that.
And I kept talking about my Gold Bond powder that I was able to bring into the festival. So that's on me. If it's after 8:30 at night and you remark that it's too late to start a movie, too late to eat, or basically too late to do anything.
Yeah.
You're probably getting older.
Man, I have been guilty of that quite a few. It really is once the pandemic set in, that, you know, that desire or that almost that, you know, that driving force that made you go, I gotta go out.
I wanna do something. I haven't been out.
I gotta go out. And then you couldn't go anywhere, and now it broke me of the habit, and now I've had friends that reach out and they're like, hey, we're literally coming to the bar right around the corner from your house. We'll pick you up. And I'm like, my bursitis!
Well, that kind of relates to this. If you say you can't go out because you have leftovers in the fridge and you need to cook them before they go bad, if that's your excuse for not going out, I do this a lot because we talk about the kids in promo.
Yeah.
Referring to people in their early 20s and 30s as kids.
Oh, I've been doing that since I was 20 because I thought it was funny to call people who were older than me, like, you know, the kids.
Yeah.
The kids. But it became so habitual that I still do it, and now I am that guy who's like, look at these kids over here.
The next one, why is the music so loud? Or why can I hear the music? So either it's too loud and bugging you or you can't hear it. Alcohol makes me sleepy. Man, back in the day, it used to just fuel you. If you're at a big box store and you are commenting on the quality of lumber, the placement of items, or helping other people find stuff.
I think I've been guilty of every single thing you said, dude. It's killing me.
Let's see, what else do we have here? If you strap something onto your car, say, yep, that's not going anywhere. If you brag about new comfortable shoes or clothing, as in, hey, babe, check out these New Balances.
You were really excited about the arch support in your new shoes.
I was, because I've worn nothing but Chucks, but forever. And those are flat and painful to walk around like ACL Fest or South By in. When you start collecting boxes, gift bags, and wrapping to use later on.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you finally have stumbled upon one that I'm not guilty of.
No thanks, I can't have caffeine this late. I'll never fall asleep. Just a few of the things, according to Reddit.
I'm actually so old that nothing keeps me from falling asleep, as evidence, because I mean, you remember my story from Monday,
yeah,
where I fell asleep in the coffee shop holding a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
There's still got to be internet video of that. Listen how old I just sounded. There's got to be some internet video. What? Just, oh man.
Did somebody make a movie on their movie phone?
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Yeah, we are officially too old. Holy shnikes, Matt. We forgot our Friday tradition carrying over from your show, Coyote, that we do every single week.
Well, apparently we don't do it every week because we forgot it this week.
I know. Well, luckily, Spencer's to the rescue, and it is time.
And now it's time for the Friday 5 o'clock Crack'em.
Crack him.
Oh, yeah, we
got to
crack him.
Oh,
man.
What's wrong with us? With you guys, I mean.
Spinny, you rescued us with a crack him. As you know, I'm doing a No Drink November, so I'm going sober this month.
Congrats.
So no beer for me, but you got something else for us.
You're not exactly going sober, because let's talk about what you're drinking.
Yeah, I'm sober. All right, Spinny, what are we drinking here?
We're drinking the 8 Delta D8 Seltzer, mango flavored. It's a sparkling water.
It's a Delta 8 sparkling
Delta 8,
water.
Yeah, bitches.
We've got another hour and 40 minutes of radio left. Will I be able to complete my job after drinking this?
That's what I'm hoping on. I'm hoping I can take over.
Cheers. Let's find
Cheers,
out.
Cheers, bro. Hope you enjoy it.
Happy Crack'em. More Just Matt and CJ coming up. We've got another People Behaving Badly.
We do.
Right? Which is someone doing something dumb.
That's right. And it's actually really cool because it's the first People Behaving Badly that features CJ Morgan.
Oh, no! I hate this. What did I do? We'll find out coming up. And, of course, all J tickets.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It's time for People Behaving Badly. We scare the internet. We find people, behaving badly. Today's item, CJ was actually in Portland, Oregon yesterday.
What?
And we have video proof.
Oh, no. What did I do this time?
A video which I cannot play for us because of the manpower it would take to edit out the curse words. It would take a staff of around 15 or 20 people to probably get it to where we could play it.
And then it would just be
Yeah, it would just sound like one long. There was a road rage incident. Have you ever been involved in a road rage incident,
yeah,
CJ?
Yeah, nothing that got out of the car and yelled at each other, but never brandishing or getting in a fist fight. I think when I was younger, and I think we both felt pretty stupid afterwards.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the car before. And can we all agree that when you get out of your car, just that act alone makes you not a winner?
Yeah.
Because you're not winning.
Because like we've talked about in society, when we're all in communal spaces, you go with the flow. You try to keep making it as easy as possible. And everyone else, when you're getting out of your car, you're fighting. What happens? Everyone else behind you is now pissed because they're stuck at the same light.
And I've gone a couple times with some righteous indignation because I was wronged. I knew I was in the right. So I'll show you. But it's never a winning move. This gentleman was very, very upset. He was going a completely different direction. I don't even know what instigated it, and we won't know. It was caught on Twitter. But a gentleman in a Jeep going, we'll say southbound, got into a fight with somebody in a turn lane going northbound. And anyway, he stopped his Jeep in the middle of the road, and he got out. And this is when he went full CJ, because he was screaming at a guy in his face. And then he goes, oh, yeah? And he walks over to his car.
Reaches
into the back of the open Jeep and then unsheathes a katana.
Yep.
A giant katana blade.
Wait. A katana? No, I am not some 80s coke dealer that buys my swords from the flea market.
Like a katana is like a samurai sword, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's, again, flea market swords. No, I don't do that.
He runs up to the guy who's in, like, Sperry loafers and I don't know, like, pleated Dockers, runs up to him with the katana, holds it over his head. The whole time he's yelling and they're cursing, and then the guys who are recording in their car are also cursing. Look at this MF-er. Look at this MF-er. So that's why there's just so much cursing. I could not.
You can't edit it. We can't play it on air.
But I'm gonna because when I looked at it, the minute I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea CJ was in he holds the blade up over the guy's head, and then he keeps threatening, but he backs, like, he doesn't back down, he just takes a step back, and then he holds it again. But the guy who's in the Sperry topside or whatever, he doesn't flinch. He doesn't move at all.
That means that dude's probably got some kind of combat or fight training, because he's just waiting for a move to cold cock this fool.
And then the guy puts the sword behind his back and still is yelling. And then the guy goes back to the Jeep.
Okay.
Puts the blade down.
Smart call.
Screams something else, and then he reaches like he's going to reach in for the blade again. And this guy, who's been very, very calm,
had enough at this point.
Has had enough.
Okay.
He pops the trunk, and out comes the AR-15.
Oh, yoink!
And there's no end of the video. The part I wish I could have played is all you hear is the of the guys who were recording have put it in reverse and are just hauling ass backwards. You just hear the high rev of a R gear, and it was so good. I tried to edit around and it wasn't going to happen, but
you know what, we'll retweet it at Just Matt and CJ if you have to watch this, because it sounds good.
I will just say a little warning out there: if you end up in a road rage that does get flicked here into the city, we're gonna play it. So it's a great way for you to get on the radio. Well, we would love to have it, but also stay in your car, because no matter how tough you think you are with your katana, that dude may have a semi-automatic rifle, and we all learn from Raiders of the Lost Ark, gun beats sword every time.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's time to
win something.
Correct. 512-835-1015, 512-835-1015. Get on the phone if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Alt-J, along with Portugal the Man, next year at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater. By the way, we will be giving these tickets away all weekend long on 101X, so don't go anywhere. I do advise, though, Matt, I know you get pissed at me when I do this.
No, do I?
I do advise that you only call if you're an Alt-J fan, because this is going to be some very difficult trivia, and I don't want to embarrass some fools. I mean, you can call no matter what.
I don't mind that at all. Okay. I actually think that trivia questions should be
tougher if you're going for a big contest like that.
It's okay.
Aren't these like win them before you can buy? Are they even on sale yet?
Who knows, man? Let's just say they're not. So you can only win them right here, right now, first and foremost. But you better be a big Alt-J fan. Hey, caller, who's this?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. Are you an Alt-J fan?
I sure am.
Okay, let's hope you know plenty about Alt-J, the history and everything else.
Monica,
like that.
Before we get too far, you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but also it does make you eligible for this. Awesome. Here we go.
Hey! Oh, someone, Monica's competitor just
hung don't
up.
Go anywhere, Monica.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Okay. This is Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. How are you today?
I'm great. There's a couple of people.
Are you an Alt-J fan? Do you think you can get this difficult trivia?
I hope I can. My boyfriend really likes them.
Oh, okay. Well, if he's with you, he can kind of whisper answers. We won't care. We won't consider that cheating. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to buzz in with your name after I ask the question. The question does involve a sound chunk, so you'll need to be listening very carefully. And then if you think you can guess it, buzz in. Monica, can you test your buzzer?
How do I just say Monica?
Your name. Yeah,
just,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Sydney, can you test your buzzer?
Sydney.
Okay.
Perfect.
Buzzers work.
All right. The name of the game that we're going to play is called Alt-J or a Goat. I'm going to play you a sound clip, and you're going to let me know if it is the band Alt-J or if it is just a goat. Are we clear on this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Here is number one. Is that Alt-J or a goat?
Goat.
Who said that? Was that Monica. You, Monica?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead and give you the point for that. But remember, you do need to try to buzz in using your name.
I think she was trying to. I heard lots of people buzzing in. You played that sound clip so loudly, I couldn't hear who was buzzing in.
Well, because it's harder to hear on the phone, so I have to turn it up louder through here.
I don't know how sound works.
Here is number two. Is it Alt-J or a goat?
Do you know where the Robins go?
Yes, Sydney. Sydney. Correct. We are tied 1-1.
This is
where it gets a little tougher and where being a fan of Alt-J will actually pay off. Here we go. Is it Alt-J or a goat?
Yeah.
Sydney. Monica.
Sydney.
Goat?
Yes, that was also a goat. Well done. All right, here we go. The next question. Keep your ears close to the phone. It does get tougher as we go. Is this Alt-J or a goat?
In your stride, we is pleasure.
Sydney, I heard Sydney.
Sydney again?
Alt-J.
Correct. All right, and this last one is worth 2 points, which means, Monica, if you get it correct, you can tie it, and then we go into overtime. Is it Alt-J or a goat? Monica, I'm going to give this one to you.
Goat.
Correct! And you know what? Just because I like you both, I stole an extra pair of tickets, which means you're actually both winners.
Hey!
Yay!
The only losers in this contest were the people listening. thank you both for listening. Make sure to tell a friend you won it with Just Matt and CJ on social media. I'm going to put you on hold. And Spinny's going to get your info. Do not hang up.
Happy weekend, everybody.
There we go. And like I said, if you want to win more chances, more tickets, more Alt-J, listen to 101X all weekend long.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It is time for Weird or Wired. We scour the internet, so we find tech news for you, and then we declare, is that tech news weird or is it wired? Today, we're going to talk to you about a technology that doesn't even exist yet.
Ooh, the future.
I know, it is the future. It has actually been, the government has said, go find the tech. Let's hear exactly what it is.
using technology to save lives. The recently passed $1 trillion infrastructure package is packed with initiatives. And sprinkled in the legislation, alongside $17 billion in funding for road safety programs, is a new requirement for automakers: find a high-tech way to keep drunk people from driving cars. The mandate, first noted by AP, could apply to new vehicles sold as early as 2026, after the Transportation Department assesses the best form of technology to install in millions of vehicles, and automakers are given time to comply. The national president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving says it's, quote, monumental, and calls the package the, quote, single most important legislation in the group's history that marks the, quote, beginning of the end of drunk driving. It will virtually eliminate the number one killer on American roads, she says.
There you have it. It's been mandated. Car manufacturers have to find a way to keep drunk people from operating their vehicles. And I say, just make them harder to drive. Will that work?
Maybe. Also keep young people from driving it. Sure.
Give every car a wobbly wheel. No, honestly, I think they're going to try to put, probably not going to be one of those breathalyzers, but there'll
machines.
Be something else in there. Who knows what it'll be, but they're giving them 5 years to do that. This is actually pretty good for two reasons. One, eliminating drunk driving is actually a very good thing. It's safer roads. It's a tragedy anytime someone is maimed, injured, killed, not just for the victim, but also for the perpetrator, because it's going to change their life forever. But here's the other good thing that's going to happen. In a party town like this, my really crappy-ass car is going to become worth a whole lot more when all the drunks are scrambling to buy my car because it doesn't disable if you want to drive it all drunky drunk.
I'm not drunk. I can actually drink more than most people, officer.
That's what cops are going to do, is they're going to start pulling you over, and they're going to like... When they come up, they're going to go, sorry to bother you tonight. I just wanted to know, have you been drinking, or are you just really poor? Trying to find out what's going on with this 20-year-old car you're in right now. Officer, I'm actually not drinking, but I wish I was, because I'm sad about how poor I am and what a junk heap I have to drive around the city.
I really wonder what that entails. There are some apps that they used to put on phones where you would have to do like a few puzzles or something like that to get into it to keep you from drunk dialing. It was more of a gimmick, but besides a blood test or a breathalyzer, like, I don't know how a vehicle can tell.
I think it has to be, I'm guessing, some kind of breathalyzer type thing, or there may be some kind of test where you can look into your eyes. It's been mandated, I'm going to be honest with you. Because of what you're bringing up, I don't know exactly how it would work.
And plus, with automated cars becoming more of a thing, you would think in 5 years you'll have cars that can almost fully drive you.
Sure. The breathalyzer thing, I don't know if you've ever known anybody had one.
First date.
Okay.
Someone once.
And they had to blow into it and hum at the same time?
Yeah.
Would it turn you on a little bit, though?
I mean, it was weird, but it ended up being a fun evening, and that car was left overnight somewhere. So
it worked out anyway. Yeah. There are all kinds of questions here. I feel like this may be one of those things that's mandated, and then as we come upon 2026, it gets pushed back.
You realize that we might not need it, or it might...
This is one of those things where I don't want to call it overreach. I think, putting seatbelts in cars was a great thing. I don't think that the intention behind this is bad at all.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. So here's going to be...
Logistically, that will be tough.
Yeah, here's going to be my judgment. If they can figure this out in a convenient way, then this tech is absolutely wired. But as it stands right now and how my brain works, I think the tech is weird.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yesterday at this time, I was talking up my big steak dinner.
I'm excited.
I splurged on a nice cut of meat at my HEB. I'm old enough now to reckon, I think I can enjoy some good steak every now and then, cook it myself. But I messed up. I ruined my steak dinner date night.
What?
In several ways. You kind of had me thinking when I left here, because I decided instead of doing it in a cast iron that I was going to do it on the grill.
Yeah, you decided that didn't matter how late it was when you got home, you were going to fire up the grill, the coals, and then you were going to cook it outside.
Yeah, which I did. Did potatoes, did roasted asparagus, all that was fine. Instead of doing it in cast iron, I still decided that I was going to cook it my original way. So I get home, I start prepping, I tell my fiance, it's like, hey, it's going to take a while for the coals to heat up. Go ahead and grab you a little something now if you're hungry and haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, get a little appetizer, girl.
I go outside, I fire up the coals. Pro tip, if you have camping gear that has one of those things to inflate stuff with, the little battery-powered ones.
Oh, heat your coals.
Heat your coals really fast. So I got it going way quicker than earlier, and I use the Jess Pryles Just Keep Flipping method. My steak was very simple. Salt and pepper each side, packed in. Just keep flipping. That's where every 30 seconds you just flip it.
Yeah, a lot of people argue and they say you're supposed to leave it on one side and then the other side. Jess Pryles, hardcore carnivore, jesspryles.com. Not an ad, but I like her a whole lot. She's taught me, and it really does. Her method is absolutely excellent.
Absolutely.
It works every time.
Wonderful. And even though if you look at pictures of my steak, it looks like it's burnt, but that's just the delicious crust. The inside was nice, cool, a very rare, medium rare, just like I like. It. I mean, it started, the fat started rendering and the meat started falling into like almost chunks. You know how it's got that marbled fat?
Sure.
It's loosening up.
Oh, so I'm assuming, what, ribeye? Is that what you went?
I think I had a ribeye cut. Yes.
Yeah, if it's
yes,
pulling
yes.
like that. Now, here's where I'm confused. You started this off by saying you ruined your evening. So far, it sounds like it's gone splendidly.
No, I messed up the steak. I decided, because I was going to do it the cast iron way, that I was still going to implement a little bit of those methods. So while flipping, I had melted some of my Carrie's Irish butter, and I was painting the steak with that, which was okay. And then I was kind of tossing sprigs of rosemary on it. Flipping it, moving the rosemary, flipping it. And then eventually the butter got so much that it started like, you know, making the flames shoot up. So at that point, I stopped reaching in to pull the rosemary off and just left it flipping. I go in, I let the steak rest for 10 minutes, as is usually recommended. So it finishes binding, cooking, doing all that meat science stuff. Cut into it, take a bite, and immediately it tastes like sandy burnt grit. And I go out there, I look at the grill, and I'm like, well, I did. I cleaned it off. I got it all, and couldn't figure out why. Why is this delicious? Like, when I cut off the crust, it was still good. The steak tasted incredible. The fat and the butter all melted into it. But it was the entire outside of the steak. I basically had to kind of take a wet paper towel and wipe it all off. Tasted still weird when I finally ate it. But it turns out that tossing rosemary on a burning grill does nothing but make charred leaf stick to your entire steak, so it tasted like ass. And I had to wash this very expensive steak off in a sink with paper towels. I did get it, after I did that, I tossed it back on the grill, just give it a little more. Ended up tasting okay. Made a plate that I took pictures of course, because you got to do that. Proceeded to, like I said, the fire, I got it going really quick using the camping gear. Got the coals perfectly hot. Jess Pryles says to get it as hot as you can. Heat is the key. She also saved my life, in a way, because I used to be one of those guys that would be like, oh, I got to save my charcoal. I don't want to burn all my charcoal. And she, in a book, and she said it online, charcoal's cheap, your meat's expensive. Burn all the damn charcoal, go buy more.
You notice she said burn all the charcoal, not burn all the rosemary.
Yeah, which now I've learned. The rosemary and butter are for if you're doing it in a cast iron skillet. Anyhow, I make this perfect meal. The potatoes are delicious because, again, Carrie's Irish butter, delicious on anything. The asparagus is really good. I make my fiance's big plate. I bring it in there as she's finishing her leftover rice and teriyaki and says, oh, actually, I'm
full.
I'm not hungry, honey.
It took too long for you to make dinner.
I'm full. Yeah, so date night, steak night ruined, but I did shamefully.
And more for you, right? More for you.
Bet your ass I ate all that.
Did you sit in your bedroom and shame eat the entire thing?
Under the covers.
101X, Matt and CJ.
The results of the grocery wars are in. HEB dominates.
Hell yeah, that's my HEB.
Dominates.
Get out of here, Randalls.
local Axios, went through, parsed all of the numbers from the chain store guide, if you will, and Nicole Cobbler over there put together a chart I'm looking at. Basically, Austin area grocery stores by their market share are ranked, and Central Market slash HEB, whatever you want to call it, 48% of the market share. That basically means that nearly 50 cents of every dollar spent in Austin on groceries goes to HEB. That is domination. That means that HEB buddy is balling big time. He's going to soon be driving around town like one of these tech bros in a Lamborghini or something. He's going to get a big head. You're going to start seeing the HE buddy down on Rainy just popping tops and going crazy.
Eventually dating a Kardashian.
Probably. He's going to lose his mind. He's going to be out of control, the HE buddy.
Let me tell you what pisses me off about HEB, and there's not much, but one thing that's really frustrating. Something I learned from my old man when I was in college and even in my early days in Austin is that if you go to the grocery store, usually they would have a night. The HEB where I used to live off Slaughter and Brody, that area had, I think it was Wednesday nights where all their seafood and all their like steaks that were about to turn that expired that day, they would sell them for like a buck.
Wow.
And you could go and just load up with steak and salmon and whatever else, crab cakes, freeze them, and then cook them when you were ready. But I guess they got hip to people just waiting until they were about to turn, and then their Randalls would still do it for a while. But yeah, now, as far as I know, grocery stores don't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of a bummer. Completely. Next closest competitor, still isn't really close, 30 points lower in market share would be Walmart at 18%. Then down from there, you go into Costco, Randall, Sam's, Target, Whole Foods. Whole Foods only comes in at 3%. Trader Joe's at 1%. I mean, it's not even close. HEB dominates and flexes hard in the Austin area. Good for them.
Hell yeah.
Good for them.
Love me some HEB.
Hey, they are the progenitors of the big chip cookie, and that alone really earns them some cred in my book.
You've been talking about the big chip cookie for like a decade now.
I love it, dude. I love it. When it came out, I followed the big chip since inception. When it used to come in a bag, now it comes in a box. That's how much I flow with the big chip.
With the big chip.
Yeah, for a while, listeners, when I was over on FM, they were... they would take pictures every time they bought the big chip, and then they would at HEB and say, Matt Bearden told me. And I kept thinking at some point HEB is going to reach out to me and say, we want you to be the official big
endorsement.
Chip endorsement guy. And you know what they kept saying?
The spokesman of the big chip.
They kept saying, bruh, we already get 50 cents out of every dollar spent in this city. You can suck it if you think you're getting anything from us. Mm-hmm. We're big time, baby.
Big chip
We're big
sells time. Itself, I guess.
Yeah, anyway. Shout out to HEB. Shout out to HEB. Now, plans for the weekend, sir, before we head out of here. I need to know what you're doing.
Going to set something on fire.
Okay.
That's
okay.
About it. You got big ones. Worst Fest, hanging out with the family downtown tonight.
Yeah, the downtown tonight.
Okay.
Catch a couple of winks and then off to Worst Fest tomorrow. Would absolutely have invited you, CJ, but I know you're doing your sober November, and it seemed like the worst thing I could do is say, hey, do you want to go to a place that's known solely for drinking beer?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I just didn't want you there.
Yeah.
Just didn't want you there.
Fair enough.
I've seen you enough this week. I'm done with you. All next week, we're going to have some more giveaways. We've got a lot more show.
More
and
fun.
You'd be an idiot not to tune in. We are Just Matt and CJ here every weekday. What time? 3 to 7. Check us out online, Just Matt and CJ.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.